This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Biofuel and Farm Groups wrote President Biden last week to ask him to restore year-round sales of E15 ethanol blended gas in response to the ongoing Russia-Ukraine crisis. Renewable Fuels Association Chief Jeff Cooper says we need more, not less volume, and renewed summertime E15 would help.
We've got oil prices at an eight-year high. They're headed for record levels. We have gas prices approaching record levels, and we think this administration has a big opportunity right now to put a lid on gas prices by simply allowing more ethanol to be blended with gasoline.
The groups that wrote the president say year-round E15 is the answer.
Unless something changes very quickly, we only see oil prices moving higher. We only see retail gas prices moving higher. Something has to be done to put the brakes on skyrocketing prices that we're seeing, or it's really going to begin to hit Americans in their pocketbook. And then you have to worry about the possibility of recession.
Cooper dismisses reports the EPA is actively considering suspending biofuel mandates.
So we don't think there's any truth or any validity to those rumors. And we don't think the administration has any interest in reducing the supply of domestic renewable fuels at a time when pump prices are going through the roof.
The groups argue ethanol blended fuel will only boost U.S. energy independence, cut emissions, and help farmers in rural communities.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.